91X News.
It's minus 2 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm William Prue. 8-Wing Trenton has a new honorary colonel. QNET News reporter Caitlin Burley tells us who.
Former Quinney West Mayor John Williams is the new honorary colonel for 8-Wing CFB Trenton. The official change of appointment ceremony was held on the base Wednesday. Former Honorary Colonel Armin Quickert kicked things off. He told stories from history about the base to his time as Honorary Colonel. Quickert spoke of his compassion for the soldiers whose lives have been changed from serving overseas.
Thanks to these folks in the military with their uniforms who devote their lives to it for the benefit of our country. And for that, I thank you all.
Colonel Dave Lothian is a commanding officer at CFB Trenton. He welcomed and congratulated Williams before repeating,
"Once an honorary colonel, always an honorary colonel."
Williams talked a lot about building relationships. He spoke about his time as mayor and how proud he is to be able to wear the uniform.
It's a great honor and privilege to be doing this, to put the uniform on in itself and just have a great relationship with the wing that I've had for the last 8 years.
Aside from the signing of the change of appointment certificate, the ceremony had an official entrance, stories, and of course a few laughs.
I really want to recognize Mayor Harrison. Sir, nice to have you here today. Believe me, Jim, it's nice to be up here saying Mayor Harrison. Believe me.
Caitlin Burley, QNET News, CFB Trenton.
There was a collision involving a minivan and a pickup truck on Highway 37 at 8:30 this morning. Members of the Central Hastings OPP responded, and they say that the collision happened at the intersection of Highway 37 at Blessington Road in Belleville. The driver of the minivan struck was transported to hospital with minor injuries, while the 20-year-old female driver of the truck was charged with careless driving. Belleville's Glenmore House is ready for Christmas and has sold out tickets for their Gaslight Tour. QNET's Taylor Broderick has more.
It's the holiday season, which means the Glenmore House has decorated its interior and is now offering the opportunity for a Gaslight Christmas Tour. Rona Rustage, the curator for this National Historic Site of Canada, says they host the tour every year. She says it's an opportunity to show people what the home would have looked like for the holidays during the 1800s. She says it takes a week to decorate the house properly in order to get it ready for Christmas.
A lot of museums, historic houses, will have candlelight Christmas tours, or so we do a gaslight, because that was the original type of lighting that was here.
Rustage says the first artificial Christmas trees used were made of feathers, and that many are placed around the Glenmore House this time of year.
So you'll see there are candles on the tree, because of course there were no tree lights at that point. They would have lit the candles in the 1800s, but just once, you know, on Christmas Eve.
She says most of the furnishings are from the 1880s, when the house was first built. Surprisingly enough, a billiards table displayed in the games room of the house is the original one used over 100 years ago. Although many of the small details, such as hinges and picture frames, are still beautifully intact, this 19th century home shows its age with the creak of a footstep and the groaning of a door opening and closing. Rustage says all of the seasonal details, including ornaments on the trees and the kissing ball hanging in the front hallway, are replicas of decorations that families would have used, and many of those decorations, such as wreaths and garland, are still used in homes today. Taylor Broderick, QNET News, Belleville.
In just 2 weeks, Madoc will be without a health unit. But the health unit says this won't mean sending Center Hastings residents out of town to access public health services. Here's QNET News reporter Amanda Lorbetsky.
So the Madoc office of the health unit will be closing effective December 18th of this year.
That's what's making news right now in Center Hastings, the rural area north of Belleville, housing small towns like Madoc, Marmora, Sterling, and Tweed. Janet Moorhead Cassidy is the Director of Health Promotion for the Hastings and Prince Edward Counties Health Unit. She says this has been a process stemming from an analysis of services in 2012.
The office is closing at the end of this year with the conclusion of our lease.
So what does this mean for you?
Water bottle pickup and drop off. So this service is being relocated to the Center Hastings Municipal Office at 7 Furnace Street in Madoc. Immunization clinics in publicly funded schools will continue to be provided as usual.
She says the bottom line is that services aren't being cut. They're actually being enhanced by new partnerships with local organizations. Amanda Lorbetsky, QNET News, Belleville.
In the wake of passing of hockey legend John Béliveau, QNET News spoke with longtime Montreal Gazette writer Dave Stubbs about his experience knowing the Habs great.
Over the years, as I continued to write about him and I got to know Mr. Béliveau and his wife very well, there was a really interesting and a very privileged bond that we formed. I think he understood that I was a great student and a great fan of the history of the game of hockey and specifically of the Montreal Canadiens.
Stubbs also believes that Béliveau did wonders for the game of hockey.
Anyone who has ever met him has told you that, I mean, he just was this wonderful, calm presence, and he was a great ambassador for the game and spoke very, very highly of the game of hockey, of his teammates.
Béliveau will be laid to rest in the Montreal area on December the 10th. That's QNET News on 91X. To 406, sports is next.
Would you rather?
It's a question as old as time, but never have the stakes been so high. Would you rather is back, and so is your chance to win up to $2,500.
Turn those packs into stacks. If you and a friend pledge to quit, reduce, or stay smoke-free, you could walk home with enough cash to buy whatever your now healthier heart desires.
Leave the pack behind. This message is brought to you by the Hastings and Prince Edward County's Health Unit.
In sports, the Bulls practiced today after they beat the Ottawa 67s 5-4 last night. Adam Bignell returned to the lineup last night after a brief stint at the University of Waterloo. He says being back with the Bulls last night was quite the experience.
It was a little weird. It was nice to see the same faces, and you know, it really felt like you know, I never left. It was just nice to get the win, and it's nice to get it all the way.
The Bulls will head to Kingston to play the Frontenacs tomorrow night before hosting the Erie Otters on Sunday. There are 11 games in the National Hockey League tonight. Canadian teams in action will see the Leafs home to New Jersey, the Canucks play in Pittsburgh, Calgary at home to the Avalanche, and Ottawa will host the Islanders. Sticking with the Senators, former Sens captain Daniel Alfredsson will take part in the pregame warm-up as part of his retirement ceremony. Alfredsson officially announced his retirement this morning after 17 seasons with Ottawa and one season in Detroit. Also tonight, goaltender Martin Brodeur is expected to make his St. Louis debut when the Blues visit Nashville. Brodeur spent 21 seasons with the New Jersey Devils. The 42-year-old netminder is the NHL's winningest goaltender of all time. Tonight is Thursday night football in the NFL, and the Week 14 matchup will see the Dallas Cowboys up against Jay Cutler's Chicago Bears in the Windy City. Staying with football, off to the CFL, CFL Commissioner Mark Cohen will be leaving his post earlier than expected. A source tells the Canadian Press that Cohen and the CFL's Board of Governors have mutually agreed to him leaving his position next month. Cohen's contract as commissioner is due to expire in April. The source says the CFL Board Chairman Jim Lawson will act as interim commissioner. Turning to tennis, Eugenie Bouchard is Tennis Canada's Female Player of the Year after making the Wimbledon final and two other Grand Slam semifinals in 2014. The 20-year-old jumped from 32nd to 5th in the WTA World Rankings this year to become Canada's highest-ranked singles player ever. The Westmount, Quebec native was also named the most improved player for 2014, while Ottawa's Gabriella Dabrowski earned the female double player's honor. And in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays traded relief pitcher J.A. Happ to the Seattle Mariners for outfielder Michael Saunders. The deal essentially closes the door on the possibility of re-signing free agent Melky Cabrera. There are three games in the NBA tonight. The early game will see LeBron and his star-studded Cavaliers play against the Knicks in New York. Indiana will play in Portland, and New Orleans hosts Golden State. The Canadian Olympic Committee has named Jean-Luc Brossard as chef de mission for the 2016 Rio Olympics. The mogul star represented Canada in four Olympic Winter Games. He won gold at the 1994 Lillehammer Games to become Canada's first ever Olympic champion in skiing. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight, a low of -6. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy late in the afternoon with a high of +4. Friday night, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, risk of freezing rain drizzling overnight, low of 0. And Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers, high of +3. At 4:09, it's -2 and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm William Prue, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.